strict, a well-practiced monotone. Jorge, the concierge, will make sure you get a cab home. I sleep purposefully facing the bathroom so I never have to look at them when I tell them to leave. It's easier that way. No emotions. I don't have to look at their faces and see the hope fade. Each one hopes they will be the one to tame me, to make me commit. I haven't had a steady girlfriend since I entered the industry, and a one-night stand isn't about to change that. These girls don't mean anything and never will. I could change. I could settle down and marry. Have a kid or two. But why? My manager Sam would love it, especially if it was her. She's my only repeat lay. The first time was an error in judgment, a lonely night on the road mistake. Now she wants more. I don't. When she told me she was pregnant, I wanted to jump off a cliff. I didn't want kids, at least not with her. When I think about having a wife, she's tall and brunette. She's toned from years of cheerleading and her daily 5-mile run. She's not a power-hungry executive in the music industry who spoke of hiring nannies before a doctor could confirm her pregnancy. She suggested marriage. I freaked and flew to